How do you respond when you find yourself dealing with situations that are very painful? In fact, you get rejected, somebody walks out on you. You feel like they were dishonest with you, they didn't tell you the truth. You feel lonely, you feel hurt, very discouraged. When you think about all the things that happen to people and the reactions we have, how do you feel? You just want to say, you know what, I don't have to put up with this anymore. And you just decide, I'm gonna walk away. I quit. I give up. I don't have to do this. I don't have to stay here. How do you really and truly feel?
Discouragement is so bold that it will even hide behind a smile and tell you life is not worth living. If you listen at discouragement, it will cause you to make bad decisions. It will cause you to think that life is not worth living. And secretly, behind the facade of a smile and a good morning and a praise the Lord and a how are you, you will wonder if you're ever going to get out of what you're into.
And if you're in the process right now, giving up on your marriage, giving up on your job, giving up on your children, giving up on your financial situation, whatever the situation may be, before you give up, you stop and ask yourself the question, does this fit who I am? And this message is all about, listen, it's all about keeping on, keeping on. And that is to have the courage to keep on keeping on. And if you will listen carefully and apply these points that I'm going to lay out before you, you don't have to give up and quit. There is an answer and a solution to what God wants to do in your life at this point, no matter what it is.
It happens to everybody. Here's the other thing, as you look at your goals and look at your dreams, when you're going through some stuff, when things go wrong, don't go with them. When things go wrong, don't go with them. When you're working on a business deal, you're counting on some money, someone said you will get the loan and it falls through. You have an event and the people that you thought would be there and support you, they don't come through. Or someone turns against you or you get ripped off. It's gonna happen to you. Happened to me. Someone stole all my products. My database, over 180,000 names and addresses. It's not personal. It's gonna happen to everybody, it does. 8 out of 10 millionaires have been financially bankrupt. Walt Disney had he filed bankruptcy 7 times and had 2 nervous breakdowns. It's called life. But I got a saying, life knocks you down, try and land on your back, because if you can look up, you can get up. You've got the power in you to do that. You've got something special. You've got comeback power. Take ownership for your life. Nobody can live your dream for you but you. Nobody's going to take care of your business like you. Stop coming up with excuses. Don't give yourself permission to continue to live a small life. You can't fit a big dream into a small life. Give yourself permission to go for it, to test yourself, to challenge yourself, to live full. I like the saying, always strive to get on top in life because it's the bottom that's overcrowded. There's something in you that tells you this is not it for you. You have not peaked here. There's more in you that you are expressing. Eye has not seen, ear has not heard, nor has entered the heart of mankind what's in store for you if you challenge yourself. If you persist and persevere, if you take ownership for your life. George Bernard Shaw said, the people that make it in this life, they look around for the circumstances that they want, and if they can't find them, they create them. Create what you want. You have the power in you to do even more than you can ever begin to imagine, to control your destiny, to make a difference in our children, to make a difference on the planet, to make an impact. Let us say together, it's me. Let us say together, it's hard.
Yes, it's hard. It's hard. And we will do it hard. And once we do it hard and we go through it, we realize it was worth it. And once you discover it was worth it, It is done.
What's at the core of achieving the good life? The major key to the good life. The major key is not in learning how to set goals. It is not in learning how to better manage your time. It is not in mastering the attributes of leadership. Every day in 1,000 different ways, we are trying to improve ourselves by learning how to do things. We spend a lifetime gathering knowledge in classrooms, in textbooks, in experiences. Now, if knowledge is power, if knowledge is the forerunner to success, then why do we fall short of our objectives? Why, in spite of all our knowledge and in spite of our collective experiences, do we find ourselves aimlessly wandering, settling for a life of existence rather than a life of substance? There may be many answers to this question. Your answers may be different than your associates or your spouses or your friends. While there may be many answers to this question, the fundamental answer is the absence of discipline. Applying all that we know. That's the key word, discipline. Self-discipline. We might add one more word here, consistent. Consistent self-discipline. It doesn't really matter how smart you are or how much you know if you don't use it. It doesn't really matter that you graduated magna cum laude if you're stuck in a low-paying job. It doesn't really matter if you attended every seminar that comes to town if you don't apply what you've learned. Better than knowledge is applied knowledge. And once we've applied our knowledge, we must study the results of that process. Apply our knowledge, study the results. Refine our approach. Finally, by trying and observing and refining and trying again, our knowledge will inevitably produce worthy results, admirable results. And with the joy and results of our efforts, we continue to apply, to learn, to observe, to fuel our ambition with the positive reinforcement of continued progress. Pretty soon, we'll find that we're swept into a spiral of achievement, a vertical rise to success. And the ecstasy of that total experience makes for a life of triumph over tragedy, dullness, and mediocrity. But for this whole process to work for us, we must first master the art of discipline, self-discipline, consistent self-discipline.
Now, when you decide to act, you're going to have some people like that. We're no longer friends. I lost sleep over that, ladies and gentlemen. I said, I can't believe that. I remember sitting up one night looking at the phone. I said, I got to call him. He said, no. Then I said, no, forget that. I called, man, look here, we've been knowing each other too long to allow this to come between us. He said, don't call me anymore, and hung up. And then I wanted to think about what can I do to make it up to him? And then something came to me, Les, what do you have to prove? See, many things we don't do is because of the fact we want people to like us. There's some necessary losses in life. When you decide acting in your best interest, you're gonna lose some friends. Everybody's not going to approve of you. There's some people that won't like you. Who do you think you are? You're arrogant. What do you think you can do? You think you can get away with that? You're selfish. Thanks, I got that. It's my life. And so what I'm saying to you is that as you begin to look out on your life, this is challenging. This is not easy, acting. So what are the things that we can begin to do to harness our will? Number one, you've got to bring it out and look at it. You've got to take the power out of it. You've got to expose it to the truth. And the truth is that it has no power over you. So write down something you want to act on, but for some reason that you've been holding back, and look at it. The next thing is, ask yourself the question, is it helping you to continue to put it off? If it's an asset for you to continue to procrastinate, then continue to do that. But if it's a liability for you, if it's causing you some mental and some emotional challenges, or perhaps a financial problem, look at that. Examine that for what it is. Next step, Ask yourself, what's blocking you? What's preventing you from acting? Why don't you have the courage to handle that? Why won't you face that? What are you running away from? What kind of avoidance behavior are you engaged in? Next is, what is the worst thing that can happen when you take action? So I looked at that and I said, what's the worst thing can happen when I tell him this? He can say, I don't like you. And he did. Now what happened? I experienced that. I looked at that. I saw that. And guess what, ladies and gentlemen? I didn't die. My feelings were hurt a little bit. I lost some sleep about it. And sometimes I think about it when I drive past his house. But I'm still here. It's uncomfortable, but it's okay. It doesn't bother me anymore. I've gotten used to it now. So what is the worst thing that can happen? I want you to visualize that, experience that, feel the nervousness and the discomfort. And the more you run it in your mind, the less power that it will have.
If you think about what makes up who we are? So obviously there's genetics, there's our genetic makeup, so our predisposition, our propensities. And that makes up a percentage of how we see the world and how we show up. But then the rest of it, we're trained on. So we're trained to see the world a certain way. So there are certain people that have something called a negativity bias. And a negativity bias is nothing more than they see the negative first. It's not that they don't see the positive, but they see the negative first. There's other people who see positive first. They have a positivity bias and they see that first. And the truth is, in almost every situation, in every circumstance, there's both. You can train somebody to recognize that there's always both, just like every inside has an outside, every one side of a coin has another side of a coin, every up has a down. That's called the law of polarity. And in the universe that we live in, there is that law of polarity. And so you can teach somebody, say, okay, if your propensity, if the way you naturally are is negativity bias first, great, be aware of that, then flip over. We call it flip the switch. So if one side of your brain is going negativity first, great, learn to flip the switch. Go, great, what's the positive side of that? That's a skill you can learn no differently than playing tennis or chess or music.